president of the Canary island of Lanzarote is in Ireland this week, swapping 22 degrees and days of sunshine for, well, a few days in February here. He wants more Irish people to come to the Spanish island to stay and work remotely. 400,000 Irish people visit Lanzarote every year. Luis Alvarado Martinez is spokesperson to the president of Lanzarote, Oswaldo Betancourt, and he's with us in our studio. Mr. Martinez, you're very welcome to Morning Ireland. Tell us more about what brings you here.
Thank you so much for having us. Look, I think this new strategy that the president has in place is really about saying we've gotten the tourism part right. Almost 330,000 Irish people come to the island every year. That's almost 6% of the population. We've done something right. And we want to honour that loyalty that the Irish people have with the island of Lanzarote. And this is about how do we take that to the next level? How do we leverage the existing tax incentives of the island, the geographic location and entry point to North Africa, and the Hispanic, Spanish-speaking markets globally? And how do we offer Irish talent, Irish business, and Irish people a different type of relationship for the next 30 years?
What are you offering?
Sorry?
What are you offering?
So, look, I think Lanzarote is really well positioned in between three continents, right? Politically, we're European. Geographically, we're African. But there's such... By heart, we say we're Latin Americans, right? So we offer a global platform, tri-continental platform, to access the Hispanic market. An offer to Irish businesses to enter the North African market with EU infrastructure, EU schemes and EU protections, a 4% corporate tax, which is not bad, and hey, a lot of sun. So how do we get Irish people to come? This is really not about taking things away from Ireland. We could never, and we don't want to, but this is about saying, continue to do global innovation in Ireland, spend a couple of months in Lanzarote with sun, recharge and go back.
Are you looking then for people to come and live in Lanzarote but work remotely, yes?
Yes, and I mean, that's already happening. Out of the 330,000 tourists from Ireland, many of them have homes, many of them live there, many of them are residents. So everyone we've met here in Dublin these days all have an emotional connection to Lanzarote already. So how do we offer a better platform for digital nomads, for people who want to stay longer periods? And how do we encourage more exchange, especially with youth? How do we get young people from Ireland to come more often and young people from Lanzarote to come to Ireland to grow up in that social ladder, academic, talent-wise, and so on?
What about the people who already live there? What damage could this do to the island?
I don't think there's damage. We have more than like 1,000 Irish residents who are create a vibrant community. I think the president is really keen to elevate and spotlight the community and what this community offers, cultural wise, job creation wise, and how do we make them a full part of the ecosystem.
But there have already been protests all over Spain and on your island as recently as last October. Many local people say that visitors, like Irish people, are pricing them out of property. They want a tourist tax on foreign visitors to ensure better care for protected areas, higher wages and fairer distribution of wealth generated by tourism. If Irish people come and relocate to Lanzarote, are they not going to be met by more protests?
No, look, I think we need to take two steps back. I think Lanzarote is where it is today thanks to tourism, and we owe so much to the Irish population who've brought job creation, wealth, opportunity to Lanzarote. What's happened in Spain and in many other countries around the world, it's not a Spanish thing, is that politics hasn't caught up with the reality, right? So I think we need Spanish politics to continue to provide quality housing, quality services, so locals don't feel that while tourism is increasing and bringing wealth, they're being left behind. So there are two parallel tracks that eventually speak to each other, but Lanzarote is where it is today, thanks to Irish tourism.
Luis Alvarado Martinez, spokesperson to the president of Lanzarote, thank you very much for coming into Morning Ireland today.